Hey, what's going on? King Judah 23 here. I just want to say this here. Here in Atlanta, Georgia, right, they got Donald Trump in the Fulton County Jail. Guys, I'm going to tell you this. The Brotherhood already had talked to Donald Trump. They already made a deal already. Donald Trump is not, there's nothing that's going to happen to Donald Trump, okay? Nothing's going to happen to Donald Trump. Please stop being so damn distracted and so easily influenced by what's really going on, okay? But I'm not really here to talk about that. That's bullshit. I want to talk about this young brother out of South Georgia. I think he's 15, 16 years old, I believe, and he plays baseball. Right, and his coach told him that he cannot play baseball if he continues to have his locks. When are we going to stop begging white people to be in their baseball teams, their fraternities, their sororities, their clubs, their corporations, their stores? I saw another brother. He was saying that I didn't do nothing. All I did is came in here and I just tried one pair of sunglasses. I got rights. Guys, they know that they full of shit. Guys, they know that what they doing is wrong, but they don't care. That's how evil they are, guys. All right. And to that brother who is not playing baseball because he has his locks, I'm not his father. I'm not his parent. So I don't know what he's going to do. I don't know how passionate. I don't know how many hours he really put in to being a baseball player. It takes a lot of dedication to be in these sports. It takes a lot of dedication to be in football and basketball and baseball. So I don't know how much time he really put in to, excuse me. I don't know how much time he really put in to be a baseball player. But I'm going to say this. White people are scared of your melon. I'm going to say that one more time for the people in the back. Some people are slow, okay? And I know most people are not going to get this. The 2/3 of black folks are definitely not going to get this. They're going to say, hey, man, just go ahead and comply, dog. Just go ahead and comply. You know what I'm saying? You know, they're going to be right even though they're wrong, dog. You know what I'm saying? Those are 2/3. You got to get rid of them. Those are people who are not willing to fight. When black people come to you and say, when another black person come to you and say, they're going to be right even though they're wrong, you have to get rid of niggas like that. Because they're gonna be very dangerous when this shit gets real. See, I'm gonna continue to tell you this over and over and over. I know people are gonna say, "When's it gonna get real? When's it gonna get real? When's it gonna get real?" I don't fucking know. And really, honestly, I don't give a damn. It can happen today. It can happen tomorrow. It can happen next week. It can happen next fucking year. Who gives a shit? All I'm telling you is this. Stop begging. Stop asking to be in their fraternities. If they want you to be on their team, great. If they don't want you to be on their team, still fucking great. Your hair, your melon, your braids, your locks are a representation of your ancestors. Okay? It represents power. Do you know that your locks are actually antennas? I'm going to say that one more time for the people in the back, right? Do you know your locks are antennas? Any kind of hair on your head or on your face, any kind of facial hair, any kind of head hair are antennas. And they sense danger. Yes. Just like I believe it was a porcupine. The little spikes on the porcupine. I'm sorry. I apologize. I was looking at a message just now. But you know, just like a porcupine, Their spikes are actually antennas to sense danger. Same thing with your locks. It's the same thing with your braids. Stop cutting those braids off. Stop cutting your dreadlocks off. Females, please stop cutting your hair. They are antennas and they sense danger. They give you the knowledge, they give you the wisdom and the knowledge to sense danger. Yes. So again, please stop begging these people. Please stop begging these people. I'm going to say it one more time. Please stop begging these fucking people to be in your organization, to be part of their organization. Please stop begging these fucking people to be on their teams and be in their stores. And please, for whatever, please stop begging to go buy some shit from these people with your hard-earned money. You went out there and you worked hard for 40-plus hours. You had to deal with corporate bullshit. You had to deal with your coworkers and your manager. You had to deal with all that crap. And then you go to a store, try and do some business, try and do a transaction, and they giving you bullshit. Stop taking their bullshit. Tell them motherfuckers, I'm taking my money. You could take this store and stick it up your ass. The more black folks start saying this, and I'm going to say this one more time. I said this quite a few times before, but I'm going to say it again. The more times black folks start having that attitude, watch the whole entire realm, the whole entire corporate structure treat you a lot different. When you tell white folks for a whole day, until you start treating black folks with the respect that we deserve, we're not going to work. We're not going to go to your jobs. We're not going to go to Wall Street. We're not going to go out and serve your court systems. We're not going to go in and teach the kids. We are not doing anything until black folks are treated with respect. Until we take that type of attitude, white people are going to continue to do the same thing over and over. But I'm going to tell you something, white folks, before I get out of here. I'm going to say this here. The indigenous people are waking up. And I know you think you can continue to do this and you can continue to do that. I'm telling you right now, the indigenous people are waking up. And when the Most High release all the chaos, and when the Most High release the warrior within us, I am telling you, 90% of white folks, you are fucked. Peace and favor.